King.
Hope and possibility, what one D.C. resident sees in the next 4 years. I'm Kate Ryan.
A small crowd braves a chilly day outside the Capitol. I'm John Aaron.
Gains on Wall Street. Good morning. Welcome into WTOP, where the time now is 2 o'clock on your Thursday morning.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago, an impassioned Lady Gaga. Belts it out as Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are sworn in as president and vice president. In his inaugural address, President Biden vows to help heal the nation's wounds. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Before a relatively small number of socially distanced dignitaries in a field of nearly 200,000 U.S. and state flags on the National Mall, Joe Biden called for unity in his first remarks as president.
We can join forces, stop the shouting, and lower the temperature. For without unity, there is no peace, only bitterness and fury.
His address offered little insight into his policy proposals. Much of Mr. Biden's first day in office was aimed at undoing many of his predecessor's executive actions. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
Democrats have regained control of the Senate. Our Steve Dorsey on Capitol Hill.
Please raise your right hand.
Former senator turned Vice President Kamala Harris swore in three of the Senate's newest members, Georgia Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, and her replacement Alex Padilla. With the Senate split between Democrats and Republicans, Ms. Harris acts as a tie-breaking vote, allowing Democrats to regain control. New Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We have a lengthy agenda, and we need to get it done together.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
President Biden has promised more relief for struggling Americans and businesses. He'll need congressional help to get his almost $2 trillion COVID plan approved. With such a large price tag, White House spokesperson Jen Psaki is asked if some items might be cut.
The package wasn't designed with the number $1.9 trillion as a starting point. It was designed with the components that were necessary to give people the relief they needed.
President Biden in his inaugural address promises an aggressive battle against COVID-19. CBS's Chris Martinez.
President Biden's plan calls for ramping up the vaccine supply, working with states and cities to open thousands of new vaccination centers, and training an army of volunteers to administer the shots.
Join me in a moment of silent prayer.
His first act as president was to lead a silent prayer for Americans who lost their lives to coronavirus.
Someone has a winning Powerball ticket. It's a $730 million grand prize, and the ticket was bought in Maryland. It came a day after nobody won the even larger Mega Millions prize, which is up to $970 million. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
Do you check your Google search results regularly? You should. People often get their first impression of you or your business online. Negative comments on the internet can impact your life and your livelihood. Take control of your online reputation. Get your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com. It may reveal negative posts from an ex-employee, upset patient or client, news article, legal issue, or even exposed personal information right there in your Google search results. Uncover what's lurking on the internet about you with reputationdefender.com's patented scan and get your free reputation report card. Or for immediate assistance with your reputation, call 800-401-6681. Our cutting-edge technology helps make your Google search results look their best. Call 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681. 800-401-6681.
WTOP at 302.04. Good Thursday morning, January 21st, 2021. We're looking at some morning flurries turning into rain showers as we head towards daybreak. The low in the 30s. We're pretty much there because we're at only 27 right now. Good Thursday morning. I'm Dean Lane. Thanks for taking us along for your morning ride. Topping the news as we head into this Thursday together. For the most part, people heeded the advice this week to stay off D.C. streets on Inauguration Day on Wednesday. But there were several small pockets of people who made their way to the Capitol to celebrate.
Small groups of people here for Inauguration Day as a drum corps showed up behind us near the north side of the Capitol. Otherwise, very small numbers of folks showing up because many were told to stay away, one because of security reasons and the other because of COVID-19. We spoke to one man who lives in the Nova neighborhood talking about all this security.
I think it's okay. I think we feel safer. I think everyone did a really good job.
And those who did show up took pictures with their Biden signs with the Capitol as a backdrop. Near the Capitol building, Ken Duffy, WTOP News.
With the nation's 46th president moved into the White House now this week, work is underway to dismantle much of the inaugural security fencing and traffic barriers we've seen in recent weeks in downtown D.C.
Just hours after President Joe Biden took the oath of office, crews began tackling the job of returning downtown streets to some semblance of normal.
So what you'll see is that some of the barriers and the fencing will kind of be moved out of the way, out of the roadways.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's chief of staff, John Falcicchio, says crews are working on the major streets east to west, starting near the Capitol, and progress will be made throughout the day.
We do expect that people to be able to traverse downtown as they normally would come Friday morning.
The National Mall will remain closed on Thursday. Falcicchio expects a lingering presence of National Guard troops in the days and weeks ahead. Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Turning the page to other news we're following for you this Thursday morning, January 21st. The Prince George's County School System believes it might be able to begin transitioning back to in-person learning in the spring. Of course, depending upon what happens with COVID-19.
Lots of factors will be weighed, but COVID considerations that could possibly trigger a Prince George's transition toward in-person learning include a new daily case count of 91 or lower. It's now 468, and a rolling 14-day average for new daily cases lower than 10 per 100,000 residents. For perspective on how soon that might happen, the number per 100,000 now is more than 51 versus the desired 10 or lower. Christy King, WTOP News.
Your favorite things feel made for you. Your education should too. University of Maryland Global Campus, formerly University of Maryland University College, was made to serve the military and working adults like you. Today, we continue that tradition by offering frequent start dates so you can get started with convenient online learning that fits your schedule, by recognizing your accomplishments with credits you can earn for what you know, by providing no-cost online resources replacing most textbooks because a college education can fit your budget too, and with no SAT or GRE required for most programs. University of Maryland Global Campus, made for you. You've counted down the seconds. Now make every second count for you. University of Maryland Global Campus will help you say goodbye to 2020 and hello to a new year where you take the next step in your education. Apply by January 31st and we'll waive your application fee. Learn online. Visit umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
We'll never miss a moment. WTOP News, 103.5 FM.
Need the top news of the day to stay informed on the